Hola, bienvenidos de nuevo a nuestro programa El Mundo. Hoy tenemos un tema.
Hello and welcome to our show. Today we have a very interesting show about Spain. Why did Kabbalah flourish in Spain? Thank you for being with us. Yeah, it truly comes from Spain. I visited a very special Kabbalist who saw these things. He said that you are an incarnation from Spain. You came from Spain. It's very evident about me, this root. Why? Because it so turned out that the Jews, after they left the land of Israel and dispersed over the entire world, eventually most of them moved to Spain. Spain back then was very developed. It was a very special country. And they were drawn to it. And only later on, because of the Inquisition and so on, they had to leave Spain. Whoever could. Some of them assimilated. And therefore Spain, in our history, in the history of the Jews and of the Jewish people, and of the wisdom of Kabbalah in particular, is a very important stop in our history. This is exactly what we wanted to talk about today. And I'll give a short intro about the history of things. From the beginning of the 12th century and until the 13th century in the north, this is where Kabbalah came from. A bit later, it continued in direction of Gerona in Catalonia, and it developed in that area, and at the end of the 13th century, with the appearance of the Zohar, came the peak of the development of Kabbalah. Why specifically in Spain? First of all, it was a very special kind of connection between the Jews and that place. I'd also say that there was also something suitable about it, similar in character, between the Spanish people and the Jews. Also, there were periods in Spain where they were controlled by Arabs. And so it seems to me that it was a kind of an historical call, and also Rabbi Moshe de Leon and other great sages that lived in Spain back then, meaning it was the time of the flourishing of a state where it just fit. It was as if possible for spirituality to develop that way. On the one hand, the people of Israel were in exile, as if. On the other hand, there they had the ability to develop. It's very interesting. I visited Spain many times, and I visited all of these places where they lived, where they are, were the Kabbalists of back then. To this day, the Spanish people keep and protect these places. There were great Kabbalists with Spanish roots, Abulafia, Ibn Gvirol, Rambam, Ramban, Moshe ben Ezra, Moshe de Leon. And so the question is, was there something special that created these Kabbalists, some special spiritual root? From the wisdom of Kabbalah, we learn that Every part on earth is influenced by the upper light in a special way, and therefore we see that there are parts on earth from where come more sensitive or wiser people or actors or musicians and so on. Meaning, there is something about each and every part of the land that just like a plant grows from the ground, then every place we have different plants. We can see it especially with those that make wine. There is a special mountain with a special angle, and so you have special grapes there. And if you're an expert, then you know that it comes from there. The very same way, there are special inner forces that work on our entire planet, on this entire world. And we see that great Kabbalists didn't come from many places in the world, but a few from Spain, a few from Eastern Russia, many especially from Israel, Tiberias, Tzfat. Also, only a few from Eastern Europe, but such big numbers like there was in Spain, especially back then, of course, there was nothing like it. And that the people of Israel settled down there and created a special spiritual and corporeal culture. We researched places like Toledo that became very important, or the most important intellectual place in Spain for studying Talmud, and it was considered as the spiritual Jerusalem. It is the capital of Spain. It's not today's Madrid. It's not far, but still. It's a very unique state. Even the nature there is special, between the mountains. I like these places.
En esa época dorada fue que se desarrollaron comentarios sobre el Talmud, Al-Ha, Shulchan Aruch, Legado de Rambam y de otros.
In this period, there were different commentaries written about the Torah, the Talmud, especially the Rambam. How do you feel their influence to this day? How do you, what kind of influence did it have? It's such a big part of the wisdom of Kabbalah that comes from back then that certainly to this day it has a very strong impact on the people of Israel, on the Israeli culture, on its historic process, this being songs, philosophy, the approach to the wisdom of Kabbalah. And even though that Kabbalists do not think that Rabbi Moshe de Leon was the one who wrote the Book of Zohar, but only that it was revealed through him, but that it was revealed and was revealed in that area, this already means a lot. That there was the infrastructure, there was a preparation for it. And therefore, it's still an especially blessed piece of land that gave the spiritual development of the people of Israel a strong push. There are those that say that Moshe de Leon wrote the Zohar, but the truth is that Shimon Bar Yochai wrote it. Yes, it was only revealed through Moshe de Leon. He was a great Kabbalist, and he understood the Zohar. But when he passed away, then his widow, she was left without any means, and so she sold his books. And also the Book of Zohar. And then it was revealed that this book exists, because all Kabbalists throughout all the generations, from Rabbi Shimon and on, they kept it as a kind of book that it's forbidden to publicize. I remember times when it was forbidden to sell Kabbalah books in stores here in Israel, only in special places that I could buy it. And also there weren't many books, whereas what happened with him is that when she sold it to people that copied these books. This is how books were sold. So, the one who copied this book, or the one who bought the book after it was already copied, but this is how it was revealed, that it fell into the hands of several people that understood something in the wisdom of Kabbalah, and they felt that there are truly unique things in this book. Also, the book was written in a special style, a bit of a mystical style, mystic style, that it's kind of attractive and unknown, and therefore it was publicized and became famous in the world. It says that the Zohar appears when the generation is ready, and it was hidden for many years until it appeared in Spain. So why there? What was it about that generation, about that place? I think that the people of Israel that back then lived in Spain, in the north of France, a bit in direction of Italy, somehow this entire area, that it created the right atmosphere. It gave its mystic spirit, so to speak, and therefore there was place for the Zohar to become revealed. I also think that the Spanish people, they too received, those that lived in Spain received much of that spirit. When I was in Spain and I talked to several people, they said that, yeah, we feel that we're somewhat close, that it's something close. First of all, in our blood, there is a strong percentage of Jewish blood and vice versa. And on the other hand, the spirit, it's there to this day. It doesn't disappear. It's something eternal. And even though that were other periods, opposite periods, where Jews were prosecuted or persecuted, and it was by the Jews themselves, by the way, like Turkvimara and others. So the connection goes always in depth. There were also periods where there was harmony. And the question is, what is the spiritual root of Spain? That the three monotheistic religions, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, gathered in that place. It happened in no other place. It happened actually in Spain and in Jerusalem. So what's the connection between these two territories? Jerusalem, there it happened much before it happened in Spain. But Spain is really a special place where all these religions acted together. And really they met there. And we see how much Jews built there, Arabs built there, even those underground special places, and the way the Christians built.
So
their churches, and all this means that the Spanish people, the people who lived in Spain, were inclined towards it, on the one hand. On the other hand, they had a relatively correct approach. And this is how it happened. We have to understand that from Spain, ships left for America and Africa, up to England and on. Meaning it's a people that wanted to go out, expand, understand, feel reality more than other nations did. It was a nation that wasn't closed in Europe. Still, they're positioned in such a place, you can say that it's like this half an island. And therefore, it gives light to this typical state of the Spanish people. It's a very special people, really. They're very different from the French, for example, and certainly very different from those in the Northeast, Austria, and direction of Germany. And even though that they're somewhat similar to the Spanish, but still, I'd say that in Europe, they're the most convenient, comfortable, friendly compared to others. They have this character. I liked walking around there in the marketplace and other places. I saw that people there, they're not bad compared to others. They don't have this inner evil. They're not hard. If so, when you're in Spain, do you feel a feeling of belonging? In a month and a half, I'm traveling there. I'm going to be on vacation, and I tried to go to such places. I feel a belonging to that place. Of course, I'll visit all of those Jewish places from back then. In Madrid, Toledo, other places. I traveled all around Spain. I really love all of their customs and so on. And I don't know, maybe this is how it turned out, but every time I met their very friendly people. Friendly. Even if you stop someone on the road, he stops, he doesn't mind the time, he can explain. I was even taken, I was in my car, that other person drove his car to show me where do I have to go, even though that it wasn't in his direction at all. I was in the marketplace, so this woman started explaining to me and to my wife, when is it closed, when is it open, that we barely understood what she was saying, meaning people are really open there. It's something that doesn't really happen in Europe. When we're talking about a sense of belonging, do you feel that you're related to some previous incarnation of ancient Kabbalists? This is something that I can't really talk about, but yes. These are things that it's better not to confuse people with. Very well. So about the difference between the Spanish and other groups, one of the characteristics we saw is that the curiosity to go and travel beyond their own boundaries. And one of the beliefs is that Colón, the one who that those that led the expeditions were Jewish. Is it something typical of the Jewish of the Spanish people? I'd put it this way. Because Jews are such a part in the world that causes development, the development of science, culture, education, also they brought about the entire breakthrough in terms of the revelation of the different continents, like Colón and so on. So the right combination between the Jews and the Spanish people, it was good, correct. And also it's not simple. They had to convince the queen, the Spanish queen back then, and important people, rich people, because it cost a lot of money, this entire expedition of Colón to South America. And they still went for it. I remember that it says about the Spanish queen that she had to chase away the Jews because she was pressured to do so. She didn't want to. And she talked to, when she talked to the Jewish representatives, she told them, what you don't understand, that it is the upper force arranging this for you. You have to pray more to him. You have to ask him. And I can't do anything. And Torquemada, he's the one that doesn't allow me to. He was actually a Jew. And he was the one that put all this pressure on the people of Israel to chase them away. So we see all of these that they were close to the Spanish elites and so on. That it never happened in any other place that such people like the queen of a country, could say something like that, that she understands the role of the people of Israel and how they're controlled from above, and how the representative, how the Jewish people have to turn to the upper force. Really extraordinary. Just to explain that, he wasn't Spanish, but the kings knew that he had a special role and that the Jewish people had a special role. It was something special. Through Spain, many things, very interesting things happen. We don't know about all of them, but we see that there is an inner connection. Because in our world, nothing happens just so, but our world is based on inner spiritual forces, and therefore even the connection between people, it's because each has a spiritual root that's close to the spiritual root of others, and therefore we meet, or we meet because we're opposites and we're close in terms of our oppositeness, so to speak, back to back. Or, as we call it, face-to-face. But still, these are close roots, and therefore the people of Israel, when they came to Spain, and there they found for themselves, for some time, a haven, and a good place for their development. And we saw according to what they wrote, what they've achieved, then there is a spiritual root, and that it's close, there's proximity between the Jewish and Spanish roots. We're talking about the contribution of the Jewish people. One of the theories that came up is that about Don Quixote. And that it actually talks about the history of a Jew that wasn't accepted, and that some say that Cervantes himself had Jewish roots. What does this literature composition have in terms of its inner content? Don Quixote is someone, his character is someone who could do good for the world, which is actually the rule of the people of Israel. And he doesn't know how to do it, and he isn't accepted anywhere. Everyone makes fun of him. Everyone wants to drive him away, despise him. And this is how things look. And he's very poor. According to his social status, he can't work, because this is how they were. On the one hand, they were connected. On the one hand, they were, on a very high social status. On the other hand, they couldn't work. Even if they don't have money to live in the simplest way, where he is independent of others, it's a very special state. There were many people in Spain back then, and in that they were very similar to the people of Israel that were also in exile. And the entire story that he went out in order to search how to save people, how to teach them, how to explain to them what's supposed to be in the world, what kind of connection, that it's unrelated to religion, it's the good-heartedness that people have to reveal to each other. And the extent to which people do not accept him, can't understand him, and eventually he represents a cry that comes from the Spanish people and from the Jewish people. It's really a common character that they have. Very interesting. If so, how would you summarize the influence of Spain on Kabbalah and the influence that Kabbalah had on Spain? I'd say that because of Spain, Kabbalah developed and was revealed, but Moshe de Leon and those that came after him, they came due to Spain, due to that situation that was created there. And they succeeded in awakening the wisdom of Kabbalah on the one hand. On the other hand, Judaism, and especially the wisdom of Kabbalah, they also gave Spain an inner life. And I think that it's felt to this day. Everywhere. It's felt everywhere in Spain. Also in terms of the character of the nation, and the culture, and many things. Not even that ready to remember. I can't even remember exactly what. I hope that about in a month and a half I'll be in Spain, And I hope that after that I will be able to tell you some more. I'll try to refer to what we talked about today, and I'll have a new impression, I hope. So we're waiting for you, and thank you very much. Yeah, these are really places where the people of Israel struck root, and from there they got the strength, the force to develop. So I can really say that I really respect and appreciate Spain, the Spanish people, and really enjoy being there. I enjoy the meetings that I have there. And maybe we can talk after I come back. Thank you very much.